I want to welcome my friends from Lovable. We have Lydia and Megan here and a very special guest. Holly Marie Combs is in studio as well. Yeah. And everybody is here because Sunday is one of my favorite days of the year. It's Football Awareness Day and we have a giant festival and parade going on. And Lydia, thanks for eking in at the very last moment there.
Yeah, no problem. Let me
have a look at your speeding ticket.
I could get here.
And see what you got. You were doing, let's see.
1,000 in a 55.
This is bull. You were doing 65 in a 55.
Officer Hughes,
you suck.
Thank you.
I would go to court and fight this, Lydia.
Officer Hughes, it was not me.
You're doing this for a charity.
Yeah, you're just protecting and serving, I'm sure. Please leave me out of this.
65 and a 55 right. And you get a ticket.
Normally, I would have tried to fight it, but I was like, just give me the ticket and I go.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, thanks for making it in. And Holly, thank you so much for making it in, too.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you here. Of course, you know Holly from Charmed and Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
How did you get involved with helping out with Pitbull Awareness Day?
Well, actually, my mom works at the shelter here and has for about 10 years. And,
right.
So, yeah, I've done a lot of their special events. And, you know, and with the pit bulls, I was raised with pit bulls. And so they're kind of...
Not raised by pit bulls.
Almost. Really, almost. By a pack of dogs, actually. and, you know, it's a sad sight at the shelter right now because it's 85% pit bulls.
That's awful.
Yeah, you know.
And so we're raising awareness with Pitbull Awareness Day. Responsible ownership, responsible breeding, but don't breed.
Yeah. Just don't.
I find that to be an oxymoron.
Yeah, it's you're right.
Even if you think you have the greatest pair of dogs in the world, you don't need their puppies.
Yeah,
you really don't.
The world
we have one
does
for
not
you,
need.
I promise. We will find
one. I guarantee
you
I'll find you one.
Yeah, the world doesn't need more puppies. And not just puppies. I mean, the sad side is the dogs that are surrendered and, you know, rescued from the streets. I know we all have rescued dogs, and it's just awful. And I know that this weekend there's a lot going on. What are some of the highlights of the festival?
Ladies.
So we're kicking everything off Saturday night with a special party at Austin Speed Shop.
Get a little closer to that mic for me if you would.
Just put your hands all over it.
That's fine. Just grab up on that.
There you go. So Austin Speed Shop is hosting us from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Saturday night. We still have tickets available. You can buy them on our website or come to the event at the door.
I went last year.
And it's fantastic.
It was awesome.
We will have music there. We'll have John Scheit playing live. He's our special guest also for Sunday. We will have an open bar, catering, all kinds of stuff at our
open bar was fun. I took advantage of that last year.
In fact, I think I started
bartending and made people a bunch of drinks.
That's nice of you to chip in like that.
I'm generous, all right? I like to help with the cause.
That's when troublemaking begins.
You never know what to expect.
That's when the trouble begins.
That's a fun kickoff party for the event. And then Sunday, we are trying to create a world record, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so our intention was just kind of for fun to... So we obviously blew expectations last year when several thousand people showed up with their pit bulls and
paraded
over Congress Avenue. So we thought, why not just count them and see how many dogs we can get to come out? So... We're actually going to count the dogs that come out this year and just try to set a world record and see how many pit bulls we can get in one place.
Has this been done before? Do we have a certain number to break?
It's actually not been done before, so we're going to try to set the standard. Why not do a Texas style, right? You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Large.
Yes, large, like Texas.
It was such a wonderful sight last year. If you've ever been in a parade or stood and watched, I'm sure everyone stood and watched a parade, but it was cool. I had Stinky and Inky with me last year, my little foster baby. I miss you guys, my little foster babies. And it was so awesome to be a part of like a huge river of people and dogs all peacefully walking up there. And then I think one of the police officers opened a fire hydrant and all the dogs drank from the fire. It was just the cutest thing. It was so fun.
Not Officer Hughes. He would never do that.
Screw you, Officer Hughes. 65 and 55. How could you?
Now, Deb, are you going to be able to walk Blue in the parade? Because I know you've been using my friends to walk your dog.
Yeah, well, I have a broken foot right now, so I'm on limited sort of mobility. But no, I'm doing some MC duties, and so I can't keep an eye on my dog as well as doing stuff. So I might actually, if you guys have one of your foster pups.
We have a foster pup for you.
And that's always fun because that way I get to sort of, you know, show this dog off to a bunch of people. And so we will have dogs out there available to foster and to adopt.
Oh, absolutely.
Many.
And so if you're in the market for a new beast in your life, come by and check out.
And we have some really interesting speakers too. We have Donna and Tim from Bad Rap. And for those of you who don't know who they are an amazing organization that started started it all, really, when it comes to advocacy and education for pit bulls. And they rescued 11 of the Michael Vick dogs.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to come out.
So they're going to talk the story behind where the dogs went. I know so many people are fascinated with that story and what happened to those dogs. So we can find out that some of their stories.
They're going to have firsthand stories about those dogs and talk about where they are now and thriving. And
that's
what
awesome.
They did to, you know, just raise awareness about, you know, what's happening in communities where dogs aren't always treated the right way. So.
Yeah, we're going to have agility demonstrations and nose work demonstrations and
access to a vet. We're going to have a mini clinic with free microchips and collars and leashes and all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Where is
not just for pit bull owners too. Like if you're a dog lover, there's going to be lots of vendors and stuff as well.
No, don't discriminate. No.
Right.
bring any dog.
You can bring your golden retrieval.
Yeah, we're going to have close to 75 vendors. Lots of cool stuff.
We'll have all the details on our blog today, of course. But you guys have a website that we should send people to?
Yes, it's www.love-a-bull.org.
Good times. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I'll see you on Saturday night. With the open bar.